this is essentially almost an ad hoc national anthem for the Burmese community.
Executive Director of Buffalo Stringworks Yuki Numata Resnick and her staff are attempting something bold. Close to 20 musical performances by 20 different musicians across the world who are working together to play an iconic Burmese march on short notice. It will be one of several performances that Stringworks is putting together for a concert that wasn't on the calendar early last week.
We had a parent reach out to us directly and said, this terrible thing is happening to our families, to our friends in Myanmar. Miss Yuki, can you please help us?
When news arrived last week, the Burmese army was once again rising to power. Many refugees who once called Myanmar home wanted to raise awareness of the ethnic conflict that has lasted for decades in their birthland. And it just so happens over 80% of Stringworks students are a part of the local Burmese community.
You know, Buffalo Stringworks, we're a music program, but I think so much more than that, we care deeply for our students. You know, our staff and teachers, we have very, very personal relationships with every student and also their parents. So the fact that a parent actually asked us for help was extremely meaningful to us, and we took it very seriously.
Resnick credits Stringworks teaching artist Laura Jay for suggesting a virtual concert.
So I decided not only to have just performances, which of course would be great, but also to include information so people who are watching can gain more knowledge of what is happening.
Outside of musical performances, the event will have interviews with Burmese families and Dr. Michelle Benson, a political science professor at UB. Jay also teaches music at Kenmore East High School, where she says music has helped facilitate conversations with students about the coup.
And we've been playing through a few Burmese songs in class just to really enjoy it and kind of go from the news aspect and the political aspect and then bring it into the music aspect.
Jay says on top of the music and interviews, she hopes to give the community an action plan.
Maybe you don't have money to donate. That's okay. Maybe you don't have, like I said, 1,000 Twitter followers that you can tweet out something to. That's okay. There's lots of different ways you can help. Like a simple thing is going to support your local Burmese business in your community, going to the grocery store and buying a pint of milk or whatever, sharing on social media, just using a hashtag to help your friends and colleagues learn more about it.
The virtual concert begins at 5 p.m. Saturday on Buffalo Stringworks' YouTube page. Jay says there are more events on the way, including an informative town hall in March. Nick Lippa, WBFO News.